Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we're celebrating the 8th anniversary of our good friend, Catherine Computer, being a member of our Brain Trust. And Catherine, thanks again for being here. Years.
Hey, Jim.
And thank you for hanging out with us too, folks. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. As you know, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and also ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Catherine Computer is here. She's the president of Self Brand, the author of You Are a Brand. What's the name of the book on women entrepreneurs?
Women Who Brand, which is coming out in a few months. And also, my book for entrepreneurs is Breakthrough Branding.
There you go. So check that out at selfbrand.com, right?
Right.
All right. We're talking about by the generations, by their ages, and who's the best.
Right.
And Catherine has brought us research from two different companies, plus some of her own perspectives and research on the generational differences of entrepreneurs. And research seems to show the older a person is, the more likely they are to be successful as an entrepreneur. And that's very interesting. I'm still not clear, Catherine, whether it's an age thing or a generational thing, because
we know that the generations
difference between boomers and Gen X and Gen Y. I mean, those are three different species, aren't they?
They are. You know, I have an interesting boomer story because an entrepreneur, Joe Colomb, in California, bought a convenience store chain called Pronto Markets. And then he was reading Scientific American in the mid-60s, and he was intrigued with reading about baby boomers and how they were going to college, and they had a different mindset. And so he changed, you know, gave him an idea for his, you know, little small convenience store. He decided to make it a different kind of grocery shopping experience. And his name was Joe, so he called his high-concept grocery store Trader Joe's. You know, and and later he talks about in the, you know, 70s, he read an article again in Scientific American about organic foods. And he thought, wow, I think baby boomers are going to be interested in organic food. And he became the first supermarket chain that really specialized in organic food. So, you know, he kept refining the idea. You know, that's one of the things, too, that I see, you know, with the generational gap, the boomers, you know, always refining the idea and making it better. So that's something.
He thought about building something, and building it and scaling it and that sort of thing. Are we seeing evidence very much of the younger generations thinking that way? Are they thinking about making a pop and getting out? And I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, I don't know the answer except anecdotally, but going to different angel groups where I see a lot of people pitch, mainly it's people in their 20s and 30s, and when you talk to them, their kind of game plan is to, you know, get financing, get first round, get second round, grow the business, and then sell it for $1 billion and get out.
See, this,
you know,
is
that's kind of the model they're looking at. And
this is what bothers me about some of the television programs along these lines. You get the attitude in watching some of these and the examples that you were just giving, that the classic business model is to get funded. And how many times have people come up to me, and mostly young people, and they say, "Oh yeah, I'm trying to start a business." And I said, "Okay, tell me where you are in your process." They said, "Well, I'm looking for my first round of funding." And I said, "But let me ask you a question. Do you have any customers?" "Well, no, not yet. I'm looking for funding."
Right.
And so that's not really how businesses are started. That's not how. Now you know, maybe one in 10,000 could start that way, but most businesses start with somebody wants to go out on their own. They take a risk. They develop something they think other people will buy, and they ask them to buy it, and they sell it, and then they do another one, and then before long they rub two nickels together and they grow their business like Trader Joe did.
Right, right, right. But I think people are looking for a very quick hit. Right. They're looking for very quick growth, a very quick hit, and it's the concept. They're not thinking of customers. You know, they're thinking of having a concept that's sexy and will sell.
And you know, Catherine, it doesn't help them. I don't know any other way to say it. It doesn't help that the younger generation to hear that WhatsApp, I guess it is,
right.
That Facebook just paid $19 billion for WhatsApp, which is about a two-year-old company with a dozen employees. That didn't help hear that.
Yeah, because it just fuels this whole dream, because that number is astronomical. And it was a very young company.
Preposterous.
Right, right. And yeah. I think a lot of people questioned, you know, is it really going to be a return on investment for Facebook? Because, you know, previous to that was all the attention about Instagram and Facebook buying that for $1 billion. Now that seems like a bargain, you know. But
nothing, right, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Catherine, this thing.
Thank you for bringing us this research. It's an interesting discussion. Come back soon and don't forget to launch your new book on the show.
Okay, love to. Thanks so much for having me.
And give us... Please.
Okay, my website is Self-Brand, and my book for entrepreneurs is Breakthrough Branding, How Successful Entrepreneurs Transform a Small Idea into a Big Brand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.